Coming into our practice now, arriving. Can we welcome ourselves here? Maybe a hand to the heart or elsewhere as a spirit of welcome to this being who is taking this time to be quiet, to be present. To know things as they truly are. To be grounded. And taking our temperatures, as it were, by noticing the mood, the thoughts that are bubbling up. Can we let it all be here and be okay? It's just life happening. And allowing ourselves to have some nice full breaths to help us connect with breathing and with body. And then letting the breath gently subside. Just be how it is. And giving our attention to the body. Let's just do a little downward scan, starting at the head and face. And just noticing what's there and if there's any tension that we can release, let go of. Possibly breathing out, in and out of any tension. Letting that out-breath help us. And as you feel ready, doing the same through the neck and shoulders and throat. Releasing, letting go without forcing. Being kind to whatever tension tends to want to stay firmly in place. This is life happening to be known, held tenderly. And releasing down through the arms to the fingertips. And really feeling the weight of our arms and our hands. Feeling those contact points with our bodies, or our desk, or whatever, the arms of a chair. Feel the weightedness, the groundedness through the upper extremities, and especially into the hands. noticing the richness of sensation in the hands. And again, as best we can, releasing through the torso, the chest and belly, letting the out-breath help us release any unnecessary holding. Letting chest and belly drop, yet remain upright. So ponder that through the body. There's an uprightness and there's a releasing downwards. Bringing soothing touch to these regions, if that's helpful. There. And releasing down the back of the body. Shoulders all the way down to the tailbone. Again, letting the breath help us. Feel into the contractions that are there. Open to them. And with kindness and care to see if the awareness can allow some releasing. Again, that dropping downward, even as the spine may be erect and dignified. And noticing too, all through the pelvis, front and back, if there's any gripping that can be let go of with breathing outward. And like with the hands and feeling the weight of them in the lap, feeling the weight of the body sitting through the sitting bones, the buttocks. Really connecting with the contact with the surface you're on. And then down through the legs to the feet. Can we release, let go, all the way down to the ground, to the earth? Opening to whatever tension's here. It's okay that it's here. And some of it may not be needed for the practice. habit energy from the morning, from the day, the week, the month, the lifetime. And as we come into the feet, really appreciating how they're planted, feel the weight of them and the contact with the earth. Or if you're on a bench, the contact through the extremities, lower extremities, the shins and so on. And then allowing some nice full breaths again to feel breath in the whole body. And as you exhale, really connect with that felt sense of sitting. Especially through the hands in the lap, the weightiness, the bubbling up of tingling and sensations there, the bottom in the chair, the cushion, the bench, and down to the lower legs and feet. Feeling very grounded through these three points, hands, bottom, lower legs, feet. Breathe into it. And as it feels useful, let this be your anchor in the present moment. And I find it helpful too to really feel that out breath or just the whole of the breath as I'm aware of these three contact points. Really savoring this groundedness through body. Savoring by noticing the sensations, perhaps along with the breathing in these three regions. And if it feels helpful, you might notice hands for a while, then bottom, then feet, and back again. Or feel all three together, whatever works for you, to allow you to savor this groundedness through body, and body being breathed. not pushing away the other experiences. They too belong. And we needn't get caught up in them. As we practice savoring, grounding through body. If you get caught up in some difficulty, some fretting, some anxiety, rumination, concern, noticing that, allow yourself to take some nice breaths again and release back through the body, grounding hands, bottom, feet. Learning that we don't need to be swept away by a multitude of concerns. And if we can be more grounded, we'll handle them better. And in these last few moments of our practice, being aware of any benefits that may have accrued from the simplicity of savoring the grounding sensations of body. If the heart, mind, and body are perhaps a little more settled, have a little more ease, to appreciate this, to remember it. Ah, it's possible. Ease is possible, even in the midst of difficulty. And if ease hasn't happened for you, can we let that be okay too? And know that perhaps if we have more leisure, we might practice a little longer and see what may emerge. And dedicating these benefits, and possible benefits, to ourselves and to all whose lives we touch as we come out of the practice.